This is a replay of the Wednesday night, July 31st WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
James, we have 3 hours to spend together. If it's on your mind, it'll be on mine, providing it's not political and has no import whatsoever. Well, not much anyway. And with that in mind, 888-876-5593-8888-RALEIGH. And what we've discovered is that by hour two or so, the phones really heat up, and then by the end of the night, we've left people hanging there. The first hour is usually pretty wide open, so if you're complaining that you never get in or you're waiting too long, call early, like now, 888-876-5593. Not that I can't prattle along without you, but it would be nice if you were joining us as well. So now, the Facebook deal, it was in the news this week, and you probably read it. On the one hand, there was a lawsuit that Texas lodged a couple of years ago, actually, that has come to fruition, with the upshot being that Meta owns Facebook, will pay $1.4 billion to settle a Texas lawsuit. Now, mind you, this gets them out of having to do much in the way of discovery. $1.4 billion. So what was Texas alleging they did? Well, it's a known fact, actually. Facial recognition data. They use it, they mine it, and they sell it. And, you know, it's interesting. Of course, millions of people enjoy Facebook and think that what a great free resource. Yeah, nothing is free in life. And so it is that I wonder, all the people who are putting the family pictures up there and not thinking one whit about what they're revealing online, would they do that if it was laid out in black and white that we have the right to mine data from your pictures, including biometric data of your facial identity? We have the right to market that. We have the right to sell that to anyone we want, including people who have no interest in protecting your identity whatsoever. Would you still sign up for it? Well, apparently millions of people are, and Texas claims they had the good that Facebook captured biometric identification billions of times from photos and videos that users uploaded as part of the free service, in this case, the discontinued feature Tag Suggestions, but many other ways as well. And so Meta, the parent company of Facebook, says they are pleased to resolve this matter. And that's great. Yeah, they're pleased not to have to actually go to court and go through discovery on this. Now, so while that was happening in Texas, $1.4 billion, that's right, with a B, then we get to the EU, all right, where Meta has been fined $1.3 billion and has ordered to stop sending European data to the U.S. And now, this is something that will undoubtedly go through the courts, but the bottom line is that there are regulations that that say that you can't send certain data across country lines and this stuff. Now, Meta, to their response initially, said, well, we'll just have to cut off our European users. And, well, interesting. So what are you to them? You're a sales vehicle is it. They're saying there's no immediate disruption to Facebook in Europe. Right. But yeah, what's passing across country lines? Well, according to the EU, your name, your email address, your IP address, your messages, your viewing history, your geolocation data, and other information that that they use, usually for targeted online ads, usually not because they think they're going to invade your privacy or they think that they're going to set you up for harm. But the reality isn't that. The reality is that in so doing it, that could happen, and clearly they don't care. And so at least that's the basis of all these lawsuits. Now, what's interesting about that, just after the EU lawsuit was mentioned and the $1.3 billion fine, that's not the only one. Ireland's Data Protection Commission had handed Meta nearly $1 billion in fines for violations that they have been able to track since the fall of 2021. And so we'll see what happens with all that. But we're talking billions and billions of dollars here. And yeah, I do wonder, how much do they make selling this data? Well, obviously, if they can pay these fines, more than that. So that's just a word to the wise. You know, if you like social media, just understand that the price you pay is not a monthly fee. It's giving up all of your rights to all of your personal data, including your biometrics. And again, I'm not accusing Facebook of selling your biometrics intentionally to people who are going to mine it on the dark web. I am accusing them of not doing the due diligence, of course, to make sure that doesn't happen. And not only that, not notifying you that any of this can. How many people who use social media have any idea that that picture they took of the kid's birthday party now has biometric data identified for every one of you? Well, there you have it. 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, a lot of bumper stumpers, not stumpers, actually, a lot of bumper requests to play, and we will get to many of them tonight. And one of the interesting ones was Big J McNeely, There's Something on Your Mind. Damon LaSalle wanted to hear that. That's the one that started it all off. And then, of course, we have Bobby Marchand's version, which was hilarious. But I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Jolly Jacks. So we'll review all that and more right here on WGN Radio. And I don't have to mine your data to know that if you're listening to this show, you're probably a radio lover. And if you are, I know that you're aware about the Sea Crane Company, but if for some reason it slipped your mind or you haven't looked at the catalog lately, yeah, I'll tell you what, go to ccradio.com and you will see, well, I know one of the things you're going to see is something you just got to have. And maybe it's the EP Pro. This is just sublimely simple. It's a throwback to the past with, you know, the simplicity of needle and dial tuning, that slide rule tuning, so you can just kind of zero in on everything. And other than that, it's got a button for a power, on and off, and a button for a bright light display so you can see where you are on the dial. And really, that's about it. It's got a tone switch and a bass and treble control, but that is the whole deal. Now, what you don't see that it has is the twin coil ferrite antenna. Oh, man, that is a dream for AM. Not only does it make it sound better, but you will hear more with it than you will with any other radio. It's just terrific. So the reception is wonderful. And I was just thinking earlier when I moved to this particular studio, before I set up any of the computers, I had the EP Pro in front of me, and I dialed around, and I was able to hear one of my stations from over 100 miles away. And it was just sublime. Now that there are 6 computers in the room, well, forget about it. But I'll tell you what, assuming that you don't have a ton of interference and assuming the signal is over your head where you are at the time, the EP Pro is going to pick it up. Simple. You don't need an instruction manual for this. There's nothing with a digital readout or anything like that. It's just great AM and great FM Radio. It's got a line-in jack, so you can take advantage of the speaker, which is really nice, and use that with your smartphone or any other devices you might want to hear in better quality. You go to ccradio.com anytime and order. ccradio.com. It's the EP Pro. But if you can't go online, you can give them a call because they've got the best customer service. 800-522-8863. 800-522-TUNE. They'll answer all your questions, and they'll send you a hard copy of the catalog as well. The beauty of this catalog is you're not only going to get some great products, but you're going to get information on radio and radio reception that you might not see anywhere else. So it's truly fine. It's the CCEP Pro. You tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio.
There is something on your mind. Now the way you look at me, there is something on your mind, honey. Now the way you look at me, can what you're thinking bring happiness, or will it bring misery? No, no, please don't try to tell me. I think I understand. No, no, you don't have to tell me, pretty baby. I think I understand. Forget you, but I do the best I can.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that was it in 1959 on the Swingin' label, which was Hunter Hancock from KGFJ's label. He was the co-owner of that, and Big J McNeely was certainly a Southern California original. He was born in Watts, 1927, and lived in Southern California till he died. And probably There Is Something on Your Mind was the single biggest thing that he ever had on Swingin' or any other label. But, of course, what happened after that was that it spawned some soliloquies. Now, of course, I'm sure that you're aware of the Bobby Marchand soliloquy, which was wonderful in and of itself in 1960. But 2 years later, oh man, and this one's not often heard. 2 years later, a group called the Jolly Jacks in Baltimore came up with their own version of the soliloquy and put it out on V-Tone in 1962. The Jolly Jacks were a very interesting act, and they were Baltimore-based, and very often they were the opening act when acts would come through Baltimore and do a performer. More often than not, it would be the Jolly Jacks who opened for them, and they were more of a comedy singing group, as you're going to notice from this soliloquy. But what caused me to love it initially, if you remember the Bobby Marchand part where he talks about, look over your left shoulder. Yeah, you know, and you'll see what I mean. Well, I always wondered, why your left shoulder? Well, Jolly Jacks answered that.
It becomes increasingly difficult to try to be amorous with someone who refuses to be lovable with you in return. It endeavors to pose heavy taxes upon your soul. You don't have to remain there except in these matters. Pack your fabrics and leave. Look back over your left shoulder while you throw a brick over your right. Make you a wish upon a star so strong that it will scuttle all of her memories of Tom and Harry. But not for me. On second thought, you might be wrong. So go back, give her one more chance while the lights are down low. Whip the message on her while you tell her a thing or two. Grab her and kiss her and tell her.
If you ever think about me.
Mayhap you discover that you have a contemptible girl who is egotistical, anti-disestablished, and ridiculous, who refuses to abide by the laws of your abode. Go down to the pawn shop, steal a gun, a switchblade knife, and a little baby brother, the razor blade. Come back and introduce her to United States Steel Company. Cut her long, deep, cross, wide, consecutive, in between the toes, consecutive, again, and with a repeater. When she jumps up, catch at the bottom of the feet where the corns, bunions, and calluses used to grow. When she falls, shoot her in the kneecap before she dies. She will cackle, buck her eyes, twitch her liver, yell good google moogle, oop-op-a-dop, eternity, see what you have done to me. She might manage to say...
And so there you have the Jolly Jack soliloquy from 1962. I can see why that didn't get a lot of airplay, but it was a lot of fun on V-Tone, and then a couple years later it came out on Lambda. So that request, as I say, was Dave and LaSalle, who wanted to hear the Big J. McNeely honkin' version, which he did, hopefully, if he's listening. 888-876-5593 is 8888-Raleigh. Now, Cindy just moved into a new condo, and she's about to burn it down. No, we're going to talk about smudging. Hello, Cindy.
Yeah, I just thought I got a grip, and I decided I'm not going to burn sage. I got a grip.
Well, by the way, why were you going to smudge? And by the way, that's what it is. When you're burning the sage around the house and stuff, it's called smudging. Why were you going to smudge?
Well, a lot of things happened at the condo since I've been here. And I was talking to my new friend. She's real cool at the condo on the phone. And I was like kind of half joking, and I was like kind of half believing it. Like I brought the devils with me from Norwich over here. Mm-hmm. Well, all the things that happened was the first thing that happened. Somebody dumped a dead cat in a box with a rose on our condo property, and my cousin Mike, and I called 311. They didn't take it away. Mike ended up dumping it in the garbage.
Okay.
With a big, trash. So then after that happened, the whole condo was woken up two nights in a row. This was about 4 weeks ago, at like 3:30 in the morning, there were these two, the first night, it was like a Friday night, there were these two, I looked out the window and opened the window to hear what they were saying. There's like special windows where you can't even hear, and you could hear it through the they were screaming so loud. They were middle-aged women with long blonde hair, and I opened the window, something, Nina, Nina, and I was like, oh my God. And then the next night, there were more people making like real, I found out you could call, I thought maybe the Chicago police are too...
They're too busy for this. Go on.
Yeah, but no, they said no. 311 said no if there's a disturbance. So I told, I'm like, well, next time, I'm not tolerating this. I never heard any. So then after that, the condo, we had the storm. And the fence blew down around the condo and the parking lot in three different places. Then my toilet box, the gasket leaked to the condo below and damaged. Then, like about 4 days ago, my hot water heater broke and leaked to her bedroom below me and damaged again.
So what you're, wait a minute, let's cut to the chase. What you're saying here is you believe the devil is responsible, or did believe.
Yes.
I see. All right, so you figured you got to get rid of the devil, so you're going to smudge. Now, talked you out of this?
Well, I had such, and then we got a rat hole, and I think maybe that was because the neighborhood cats, there's houses behind us.
All right.
The neighborhood cats were kept in because of the heat.
All right.
So we got a rat.
So you've
actually, I had such bad bipolar racing thoughts, mania, and sleeplessness, and then I just had like a demon devil dream, and I thought it was my brother haunting us.
Oh, jeez. Is he dead?
And I was, yeah, his ashes are in my house.
All right, but your brother's no longer with us? He's capable of haunting, you think?
Yeah, I don't know. You know, I was so mad I was going to dump his ashes in the dumpster.
Oh, God, so you've got the ashes. Oh, my God. All right. Well, you didn't do that, obviously. All right, now you've decided that it isn't your brother, that it just happens to be the verities of life. All right, so we're not smudging?
No, and then, I mean, and then the only thing I want to, they're coming to fix the hot water heater tomorrow. Mm,
of course they are.
And anyhow.
Yeah. We'll let the fire department stand down since it's obviously not going to be a serious emergency and all seems well. Well, good.
Yeah, and then I just settled down. I ended up taking lorazepam a little bit, and I'm someone prayed for me, and I felt like my brother. My brother works for the Naval Department, and he was very, very educated as far as science.
Yeah.
But his life read like an abnormal psychologist, and I never had a good relationship with him.
All right, well, he's gone, and by the way, so is my time, because I've got to go to the news. But in summation, the devil did not make you do it, and all is well. This is good.
Yes, but then the other thing I wanted to tell you.
No, you can't tell me now. You have to hold on. All right, you can't tell me now because nothing waits for the news. So hang on, Cindy, and we'll hear what this is next on WGN Radio. James, that's Howlin' Wolf, 1960 on Chess, and Willie Dixon wrote Spoonful, and it was interesting because Howlin' Wolf wasn't the only chess act in 1960 to do it. Etta James with Hari Fuqua in the background did it as well in 1960, and while I'm honoring Dave's request, had it been my choice, I would have picked Etta.
Spoonful.
There you have it, Harvey and Etta. Spoonful, 1960 on Chess. Yeah, so I'll let you decide which one you like better. 888-876-5593. And we're picking up with Cindy. I completely forgot where I was. She was about to throw her brother's ashes away, but decided against it. So anyway, pick it up there.
But anyhow, I saw, you know, some friends prayed for me, and and then I just felt like my brother was so disturbed, and he's here by me where there's love, and that he's staying.
All right. So you and your brother will continue to inhabit the condo. That is good. You will not smudge it. All is well. And I think, once again, you need to join Thinkers Anonymous, Cindy. You are thinking entirely too much.
But then, anyhow, did you hear about the lunch meat contamination?
Did I hear about it? I was on the recall list. Yes, I ate that tavern ham. Boar's
my
head. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm here, obviously. Nothing happened to me. But I like Boar's Head, and there's so much being recalled to this, I'm afraid this might be the end for them. I don't know. But yes, Safeway sent me direct email saying, on such and such a date you purchased, and on such and such a date you purchased. I thought, oh, man, so much for private identity. But yeah, John used this fantastic plastic, one of those supermarket cards. And so, yes, they were kind enough to tell me when I bought the ham. Nothing happened, but it was a deadly listeria outbreak.
God. I think two people got, when it came out like 2 weeks ago, two people. But then, you know what I'm thinking, like, you know, the saw that they cut the lunch meat with, if they cut it with the boar's head and then they cut it with something else. You know, like something.
You're thinking again. You got to stop thinking. Don't worry about this.
It would be cross-contamination.
Yeah. Well, and the things I first saw were for some type of liverwurst or something. That wasn't it. For us, it was the tavern ham that Safeway sent us this notice saying to throw it out. And I laughed. I said, throw it out? I ate it. So anyway, Boar's Head is recalling 71 deli meat products. So if you're worried about cross-contamination, they're recalling them all.
Yeah, I threw out, you know, I buy lunch meat in. You know, they're all different kind, you know, like you get a variety, and it's pretty good. But then I get cheese lunch. I got cheese. I have, instead of like lunch meat, cheese sandwiches. Uh-huh. And I get like 2 pounds of cheese ends for like $2.50, and it's all like imported from Europe and
whatever.
But then anyhow, I'm making a pasta salad with cheese tortellini, and I'm not putting ham in it.
I'm sure the next thing will be some type of a cheese recall. Just give it time. I would say don't worry about it and enjoy your dinner.
Yeah, I make and then we're getting in the shower after they put my hot water heater in.
Well, yeah, it's good after the hot water's on. Yes, that is the time to get in the shower. You don't want to do it beforehand.
No, I can't. I've done that before, waiting for my boyfriend to light the thing. And then what cheered us up, Safeway had a peach shortcake, and that really cheered us up. It was only $14.99, and it was delicious.
Well, very good. All right. Well, I'm glad you're still with us and you're not going to smudge. We'll have the neighborhood stand down.
Fine. My brother is where there's love, and that's it.
Okay, thanks. So that's the deal from, that's the report from Cindy. The zip code is safe from fire. She's not smudging. All right, now 888-876-5593. We'll get to Rita in Harwood Heights in a moment. But first, yes, 71 products from Boar's Head being recalled. And by the way, absolutely nothing happened to either of us. We both ate the tavern ham. Now over 71 meats produced between May 10th and July 29th. The Virginia ham, olive loaf, skinless beef franks, Canadian-style bacon, roasted pork, liverwurst, and deli meats under the Old Country brand, Old Country habanero, Old Country Black Forest ham, and Old Country tavern ham. And so apparently they have recalled over 3,500 tons of meat with sell dates between July 29th and October 17th. October, I don't even know what they preserve that with. And they've got a full list online. And I feel terrible about this, actually, because we like that boar's head stuff. I like that Canadian maple turkey. Yeah, it's good. Honey maple turkey, one of those. The Canadian bacon's good, too. But anyhow, so Listeria found in the product, and they were concerned that much of this had already been produced by consumers. No kidding, Sherlock. And so that's the deal. So, but if you use those fantastic plastic cards when you're checking out because you think you'll get a dime discount or something, chances are the grocer will be emailing you. So 34 people in 13 different states have become ill. Two deaths were reported. I haven't heard of anything else. And what a shame. All right, so 888-876-5593. That would take us to Rita in Harwood Heights. Rita, welcome back to WGN.
Hello. I had celebrated, was supposed to celebrate my birthday, July 9th.
Yeah.
The circumstances as it was with our tornado and all the other things going on here, I never got a chance to.
Well, you need to change the date then. Maybe make it August 9th. Just have another birthday.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. But I had a few requests. But I was listening to that lady who was having problems calling the police or something for problems.
Yeah, that's Cindy.
I had problems too. I cannot open up the windows in the south side of my house because the crooks took advantage of the neighbor next door. He has one of those lights that come on with activity. Uh-huh. And they took advantage of that, and they split all my windows screens in the back about 7 inches high.
Mm.
And then in the far window, there's a big hole where they tried to push up the two windows. And I kept calling the police. I mean, I probably called them a dozen times within the past year, but, they're not thinking like a crook. They have to think like a crook in order to be a good cop.
Well, I think they should be able to do that.
Well, they always come with their lights flashing and everything, and two of them on the front street. And I kept saying, no, one of them in back in the alley, one of them in the front. Then maybe you'll catch something because they're running and they're hiding whenever they see the lights, the flashing lights come. So the police never did catch them. But so I've got all that, but I can't open my windows in the back at all. And I'm suffering with the heat in here because I don't have the air conditioner yet.
Oh, no.
And I don't have the new refrigerator. I've ordered the air conditioner and the refrigerator from ABT, but I need to get a mover because I'm so disabled. I cannot lift things, and so the movers have to start moving things for me so that certain things can just get out of the house and other things to make room so that I can get the new refrigerator in and then a new air conditioner over by the west window.
Yeah.
So, because I'm badly in need of them.
Absolutely.
If you know of anybody who would want a culinary stove, this stove was put in by the previous owner, and it's way too big for my tiny house. This is just a one-bedroom house.
Whoa.
And
culinary stoves can be very, very pricey. Have you thought about doing something like Craigslist, or do you have any relatives or family who can help you sell this?
No, this
can be, they range from like $2,000 to $20,000, depending on what it is. These can be really pricey. I would not just get rid of it willy-nilly. I'd try to find some way to do that. Now, I'm not suggesting you just put it on Craigslist and invite people in your home, because that could be another problem. But if you have a friend or a relative who can help you with this, you could make some money on this.
No, I don't have anybody, but Triton College has a program, and they're not too far from here, and I thought maybe I could contact Triton College and see if anybody would be willing, because it has to go out in pieces.
Of course.
It can't go through my doors, because this old house,
it's big,
house was built before O'Hare Airport was an airport.
No, I understand.
So it's like a, and so the doorways are narrow.
Right.
And so they have to take things apart in order to get them through the doors. So
which they can do. What's the brand of do you know the brand of your stove?
I can't remember. It's been so long since I used it.
Okay. because there's a bunch of different brands that that do them. There, Bosch makes them, Inforno makes them. There's a bunch of people who do. But like I say,
it's in good shape, except that the boiler doesn't work.
Okay. But these can be pretty pricey. But yeah, if the school would want them, then that's a donation, and that'd be taxed, you know, a nice tax deduction if you needed one. And they'd have to be responsible for coming and getting it and dismantling it to get it out the door.
Right. No, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
Got a lot of contacts.
So when's the air conditioning arriving?
Well, I have to get the movers first, and I don't want them working in this heat. Because it's like 90 degrees every day here, and going to be higher tomorrow. And so I don't want to be responsible for anybody having a heat stroke.
Yeah, I understand, but 90 degrees would be a cooling trend for us.
Yeah.
So it's about 115 in the day here. But in any event, I understand exactly how you feel, and having had heat stroke, I know just what that's about. So you don't want to do that. But you don't want to be on air conditioned for too long.
No. Well, I go. The only chance is great big fitness center.
Uh-huh.
And in the past, the mayor has opened it up as a cooling center.
Good.
But this year, she's not doing that.
Oh.
And the police didn't know where to go unless I wanted to go sit all the night in the police station.
Well,
which I don't want to do.
No, you really don't want to. But I'll tell you, if it's that hot, it suddenly doesn't seem so bad. I'll tell you what. But I want you to get that air conditioner as soon as you can, because that's not good. I like ABT. I just bought two air conditioners from them myself. They flew them here on United.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
they're good. They're a big company.
Yeah, they're a great company. They really are. They come through for me every time. I prefer to pick them up when they arrive by air. I don't like those last mile deals. But you wouldn't be victimized by that at all. So you'd be fine.
No, they'll take out the old one and put the new one in.
Yeah.
Same way with the fridge.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get a smaller fridge. I don't need a great big refrigerator. I'm one person. So I'm going to get a smaller refrigerator because it has to fit in this cubby hole.
Right.
And I don't need something big because this one, it's squeezed in there.
Yeah.
And so anyway, but I wanted to make a few requests.
Okay. What you want to hear?
Songs. I mean, well, I've been hearing, I listen to the Toronto group late at night.
Yep. 7:40 a.m. Got it. What else?
And I heard something, and I can't tell you the name of the songs at all, but Peter, Paul, and Mary, and Andrew Sisters, John Denver, P.J. Thomas. I'll let you make a choice yourself, because I don't remember the titles of anything.
Okay.
But those are the people I liked.
Okay. If I don't get them on tonight, you'll have them tomorrow night, but I'll find something playable by probably all of them. It'll be hard on John Bender, but I'll look. All right. Thanks.
All right. Great. Appreciate Thank it. You so
all right.
much.
Absolutely. Take care of yourself and stay cool. All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Good night now.
Got to get that air conditioner as soon as you can. So 888-876-5593 is 8888-RALEIGH. And another one of your requests, and a story with it, too, coming up on WGN Radio.
I was born in a dump. My mama died, and my daddy got drunk. He left me here to die or grow in the middle of Tobacco Road. I grew up in a rusty shack. All I owned was a hanging on my back. Lord knows how I loathe this place called Tobacco Road. But it's home. The only life I've ever known. But the Lord knows I loathe Tobacco Road.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that, of course, Lou Rawls' 1963 Tobacco Road, and that was Linda in Richton Park's request, and that was a J.D. Loudermilk song. It actually wasn't a hit top 40, really, for a few years, but as far as John D. Loudermilk doing it himself...
I was born in a lump. Mama died and daddy got drunk. Left me here to die or grow in the middle of Tobacco Road.
So not that totally dissimilar from Lou Rawls, but the hit, top 40 hit a year later was the Nashville Teens, who were anything but Nashville. They were British, but regardless... Made some good money for John D. Loudermilk, so there you have it. He's one of my favorite songwriters. Wrote all that Sue Thompson stuff, like James, Hold the Ladder Steady, and Norman and all that, and then wrote The Casinos, Then You Can Tell Me Goodbye, and all sorts of other things, too, that were just absolutely terrific. So next hour, we'll talk to Donna from Oak Lawn, and there'll be room for you, too. In fact, Donna wants to know about abundance checks. So we will go over the planets, don't you know, because Mercury, as you know, is in the shadow of the retrograde, but about to go retrograde on the 4th, so we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about the new moon coming up, which of course is the time to write your abundance checks, and what astrologers are talking about as far as the flash point in August, Vedic astrologers anyway, being the 22nd. So some of them last month surprisingly predicted Donald Trump's assassination attempt almost to the day. So kind of made a believer out of me there for a moment. So we'll see what they got in store for August 22nd too. All right. So 888-876-5593. Two more hours of whatever's on your mind right here on WGN Radio.
Pray it to me. Pray it on. Pray it to me. Need help? Huh. Can't do it alone. Hey, huh. I need help. Huh. Can't do it alone. Good God, I'm gonna feel it. Hey, I'm doing it wrong. Look here, I need to feel it. Need to feel it. I got to feel it. I need help. Hey, when it rains pours, how can I get it? Oh, when you know I'm yours, hit me. Hey, good God, come on now, hit me. This your thing, oh my, you say it's a brand new day. Got the stuff, and that's your enough. Need help? Hey! Get turned you loose. Look at your woman. Huh. I need help!
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. A couple hours to spend together if it's on your mind. Like I say, it'll be on mine. But let's talk planets for a moment here. Like I say, I always listen to my nuts at night while I'm trying to go to sleep. I look for things that are interesting enough that my mind doesn't wander and not so interesting that I get engrossed and stay awake. So it's kind of that midpoint there, and invariably it's things like people who've had near-death experiences or astrologers or Vedic astrologers. I really like those. And on and on, and I never really hear the end of their reports if I'm successful, because of course I'm asleep. If I hear the whole thing, I know don't listen to them again, but assuming I just hear a few minutes, it's working like wonders. And lately, though, I've heard a lot of the same things from various people, so we'll talk about some of that. But first, I see that Donna in Oak Lawn wants to know about her abundance check. So Donna, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. I've been curious about when the August checks get paid, written okay. For the abundance. And I figure I'd give you a call at the beginning of the month so I don't miss it this month.
Well, right, and you will if you didn't call soon, because it's Sunday morning, August 4th at 6:13 a.m. Central. Now, most people in their right mind are not up on Sunday morning at 6:13 a.m., so I suggest you write it Saturday night before you go to sleep.
Very smart woman.
Yeah.
Thank you for the heads up.
Oh, sure, sure. Well, good luck on that.
Right back at you.
All right, thanks. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right, now the law of abundance, this is basically something that the universe hears your pleas and answers. And the abundance doesn't have to be money, although it can. It's nice when it is, but it can be other forms of abundance as well. Now, the deal is you can do that anytime, and the universe is paying somewhat of attention, maybe a lot of attention, depending on you know, what your cadre on the other side is doing. But the theory is the new moon heightens the connection between us and them. And it is just before the new moon, according to Marianne Winkowski. Now, I say that because I know other people who swear to God it's just after the new moon. So there's two schools of thought, but I go with Marianne. She's never led me wrong yet. So just before the new moon. And the new moon is this Sunday morning at 6:13 a.m. And so that's the deal. And if you're wondering, that would be 4 degrees of Virgo. And of, of Leo, sorry, Leo. It's a Virgo is Mercury, which is going into retrograde on the 4th too. But yes, of Leo. So a nice Leo new moon right there. And it's obviously about the same as the sun, clearly. And depending on it's 6:13 a.m. I don't know, I think it'll be about 4 degrees. But in any event, it's in the early degrees of Leo. All right, so now, yeah, write your prosperity checks. And go to MarianneWinkowski.com if you don't know about it. And no, they're not real checks and no one's asking you for money. You're doing this to try and get some, more to the point. So Mercury goes retrograde on the same day, the day with the new moon. And that is 4 degrees of Virgo. And it dallies backwards until the 28th. And on the 28th, it will stop again, stop in its tracks, and go direct. And it will do that when it is 21 degrees in Leo. So it goes all the way back to 21 degrees in Leo. And then it starts going forward again, and that's what we call the shadow of the retrograde. But the retrograde itself, August 4th through August 28th. And you're saying, well, when is the full moon? Well, that's coming up Monday afternoon, August 19th, the first day of the Democrat National Convention in Chicago at 1:26 p.m. Now, like I say, these astrologers and psychics and all that predict various things. But the things that I've noticed, and some are claiming that it's next year, it's 2025, when it all goes to hell in a handbasket. We'll worry about that then. But for now, the things that I'm hearing regularly from these people, and again, you take it with as much veracity as you want. I'm just trying to get to sleep. All right. So there are two things that are coming up. One is they say that all hell is going to break loose on August 22nd, or thereabouts. Give it a day or two either way. Now, exactly why August 22nd? This is a Vedic astrology thing. And John is always after me saying, come on, you can learn Vedic astrology. I'm like, yeah, right. There's just no way. Vedic astrology is really hard. If you're young and you've got time on your hands, I highly recommend it, because if you're into astrological predictions, the Vedic system is much more accurate than the Western system. If you're looking at personality assessments and birth charts, actually the Western system I kind of favor. But the Vedic system is eerily good at predictions. And the deal on that is that on August 22nd, some stuff is going to happen. And, you know, I can't give you more than that, because with Vedic, it's not only how planets look at planets and how we look at Rahu and Ketu. By the way, that's the North Node and South Node. But it also has to do with fixed stars. They got a lot of them. And how that, and what nakshatras things are in, and other words I can't pronounce. But the bottom line is, they say around August 22nd, look for something. So go ahead and look for it. I'll let you know what I hear. The other thing, of course, is that it is in October. There's a date in October, too, that all hell is supposed to break loose. But let's see if we make it through August 1st. And take this with a grain of salt, please. And we'll go from there. Today, by the way, is Uncommon Musical Instrument Day. And as I have recommended to Johnny D, consider the theremin. All right. Now, that said, I did play James Brown. I need help. But there's more to that story, as you might know. If not, we're going to tell you right now. James Brown did I Need Help, I Can't Do It Alone in 1972, and it was on Polydor, and it was an album cut on There It Is. But that is not the first time this song was done. Bobby Bird from James Brown Band put it out in 1970 on King. And if you're wondering, Teddy Brown, who was James Brown's son, wrote it. And if you're saying, I didn't know James Brown had a son, Teddy, well, he didn't live very long. He lived from like 1954 to the early 70s. What happened, sadly, is he was a passenger in a car that ran into like a bridge abutment or something, and that was it. And his mom was Velma Warren, by the way. But anyway, Teddy Brown wrote it, and the first version came out on King, and it was Bobby Brown. So I figured, Bobby Bird, I'm sorry. Yeah, I changed him completely there. No, Bobby Bird from, of course, the JBs.
I need help. I can't do it alone. I need help. I can't do it alone. How can I feel it?
What?
When I'm doing it wrong. I need to feel it. I need to feel it. I need to feel
what?
It.
So I'll let you decide whether you like Bobby Bird's version or whether you like James Brown version, but our number one James Brown fan is Johnny D, and I'll let him decide. So, Johnny D, what do you prefer?
Well, all right. I'll put a glide in your stride, a dip in your hip, and come on to the mothership.
There's a glut in your strut? Absolutely.
Make my funk to pee funk. I want my funk to uncut.
All right, so now before we get to that.
Wait a minute, I didn't finish that.
I know. I know. I want to know, did you want Bobby Bird or James Brown? Which do you like better?
I got to go with James. I got to go with James.
Okay.
I'm behind James all the way. All right. I like James Brown.
Well, that was 2 years later on Polydor on the album There It Is. But in the King days, it was Bobby Bird.
Why'd you play that? Because I requested it or something?
Yes, you requested I Need Help. It was your request.
Yes, sir. Absolutely. I was thinking, what the heck? I thought I requested that.
Yeah, you did
request
it.
Wait a minute, let me pick this phone up. Could you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
All right. Well, listen, what did I call? Oh, yeah. I want to make a song request.
Of course you do.
Of course I do. And actually, maybe two song requests.
Mm-hmm.
Anyhow, so what it is, all right, now I was listening to my YouTube music a few days ago,
mm-hmm.
and Buddy Guy, it was a Buddy Guy song,
oh.
It was called What Kind of Woman?
Okay.
Yeah.
This is the perfect night to request that because his big birthday bash is going on as we speak until 1 a.m. in Chicago at Buddy Guy's Legend, 700 South Wabash, right now. Because Buddy turned 88 yesterday, and he is present there. He's not performing, but he is there. And the bash started at 8:30, and it goes till 1 a.m.
How about that? Well,
yeah.
If I was there, I'd go.
Yes, absolutely.
Let me see here. Oh, yeah.
So, Buddy
and
Guy,
also,
so Buddy Guy, I forgot. Which song do you want by him?
What Kind of Woman,
Okay. All right. What else?
And then, you've been playing a lot of Dean Martin lately, you know.
Well, that's Cindy. That's Cindy's requests.
Yeah, I did, too, though. I requested That a Kick in the Head?
Yes, you did. Yes, you did.
But anyhow, I was thinking you've been also talking about the Mamba or the Mambo song?
Oh, yeah, I played that for our Bumper Stumpers Monday. I did the Traineers. Yeah, who put the in the Mambo?
Yeah, well, anyhow, Dean Martin made a song called Mambo Italiano.
Well, of course he did. We've talked about this before. So did Rosie Clooney. And I'm a little bit sick of that song because there was a restaurant in South Philly that always used that, Chickie and Pete's, that always used that as their theme. So, yes. Oh.
Well, I don't know. I thought you were playing Dean Martin and playing Mambo songs. So.
Okay, sure. I'll, yeah. Even though I'm sick of it, I'll play Mambo Italiano. Yes, absolutely. I want some of that Chickie and Pete's. You betcha.
Okay. Then one more thing. I slept through your program last night. I
think I did, too.
But anyhow, I listened to the replay earlier in the morning.
Mm.
And there was a fellow that brought up Caesar, you know, my dog.
Yes.
Yeah. And I just want to tell him, thanks for that. I guess Caesar's wherever.
Caesar is grateful that he is out of pain, and he is watching you every day.
Yeah, I miss Caesar. You know, I don't go down to his fellas, Caesar's fellas. I don't go down there.
I understand.
Anymore.
But I'll tell you, Caesar is patient. He will be there to greet you as soon as you cross.
But here's the thing, Molly. You know, when I go down there, and I do go down there occasionally, but not like I used to, you know. But anyhow, you know, we got that memorial for him with pictures.
Yes, it's very nice.
You posted some of them.
Yes.
Huh?
Very nice. Yes.
Yeah, but when I go down and I look at the pictures, I imagine him looking at me saying, "Why did you kill me?"
It's the other way around. He is absolutely not saying that. It is the, I guarantee you, by the way, I've talked to a lot of animal psychics over the years, and every last one of them says the pet is grateful for being free of the pain and suffering they were in. Because remember, above all, they're animals, so their physicality is primo important to them. And for you making the decision, and Becky as well, to do that, that's the ultimate gift for Caesar. He is not saying, why did you do that? If anything, he's saying, why didn't you do it sooner?
Well, me and my sick mind, I have that,
that
impression of him saying, why did you kill me?
No.
And then I go, no, Caesar, it wasn't me, it was Mommy.
It wasn't Becky and it wasn't you, and he's grateful and he is absolutely by your side.
Yeah, well, you know, I was tired of seeing the poor thing
it would be cruel,
misery.
Right? It would be cruel and selfish to have kept him here any longer. It really is an act of selfishness because we want our pets so badly. But again, they're animals. Their physicality is 90% of them. When they no longer have that, they're ready to cross.
Yeah, he was just not enjoying anything. He was miserable.
Well, right, exactly. That's what I mean. And so he is in a much better place. I guarantee, I know some people think it's BS, but I don't. And I have had many dog psychics in the past. Maybe I should try to have one on the air some night. I don't know. I don't know how they do about, talking to Caesar with you on the phone, because that might be too far removed. But I have had dog psychics tell me things that I otherwise would never have known.
There's such a thing as a dog psychic?
Oh, hell yes. Yeah, they talk to animals. You betcha. Absolutely there is.
Yeah.
There are many.
I guess, again,
you have to take this for entertainment purposes or you'll have me committed. But there are many, many dog psychics. In fact, you can look at various articles where they talk about the best dog psychics. Now, by the way, a lot of this is clearly total, we'll take your money and it's garbage. But I have heard some people that there was some woman who came to the house once when I was living in Idaho, and I swear this woman was right. She told me something about my dog that I didn't know and turned out to be true, and she could never have known.
Huh. Well, I guess there's people with special powers.
Exactly. Exactly.
What's that thing that Cindy wants to do?
Smudge. Yes, if you have negative energy, you can smudge. And sage is a preferable instrument of smudging. And you get a smudge stick, and you have to know how to light it and all that and all that. It's a lot like incense. You know, if you grew up Catholic, you'll be very familiar with some of this. But anyway, saging will get rid of the negative energy. But you got to do it right, of course, because you don't want to burn down the house.
You know, when you said if you grew up Catholic, then it triggered something in my mind that I was thinking about saying to you, and I guess I'll bring it up now. On Monday Night Trivia, I was thinking I got to take umbrage with you.
All right.
On Monday Night Trivia, I said for my answer, you said name a continent.
Yes.
And I said, so I'm thinking, well, if I say Eurasia.
Yeah, you said Africa.
No, wait a minute. If I say Eurasia, I'm naming two continents. That's I got to have one of them.
Yeah.
Right?
And yeah. No.
And you said Eurasia is not a continent.
Correct. It's not.
And I'm thinking, well, Sister Phyllis at Immaculate Conception Grade School, where I went for 8 years, Catholic school, taught me in the fifth grade that Eurasia is a continent.
Well, there are some geographers who think that it is a single continent, but the reality is it's the continental area of Europe and Asia. And so,
yeah, I know that.
Well, and
biggest
so,
land mass
well,
on
well,
the planet.
This is a big fight. And the people who think that Eurasia is one is because there's no water boundary between the two. However, it is accepted that they are separate continents. And there are many arguments. I mean, historians who have nothing else to do with their time will argue about this for hours. And the bottom line is Europe and Asia.
Well, I didn't know it was that big of an
argument. Oh, it is. Well, these are people who obviously have a whale of fun when they're together. But the ancient Greeks decided that their eastern realms were Asia and their western realms were Europe. And that's how that came out.
Yeah, we're the Greeks now. No,
okay. All right. Well, now we're going to slam the Greeks. Very good. All right. Who else are we going to insult?
No. They discovered a lot of stuff.
But well, yes, to say the least.
Then the Romans, of course, the Romans, polished it up.
Yes. Well, God. Well, okay. With that in mind, I think I'll go to the news. I'll slink away now. Good to talk to you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right. So there you have it on WGN Radio.
A boy went back to Napoli because he missed the scenery, the native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong, 'cause now it's
hey mambo, mambo Italiano, hey mambo. Mambo Italiano, go, go, go. You mixed up a Siciliano. All you Calabrese do the mambo like a crazy with a hey mambo. Don't wanna tarantella, hey, hey mambo. No more mozzarella, hey mambo. Mambo Italiano, try an angelada with the fish, baccalà, and then hey gumba. My lover, how you dance the rumba. But take some advice, paisano. Learn how to mambo. If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna go nowhere. Hey, mambo. Mambo Italiano. Hey, mambo. Mambo Italiano. Go, go, Joe. Shake it like a Giovanna. Hello, kiss a digi. You get happy in the pizza when you mambo Italiano.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That's the Dean Martin version, but I know that Johnny D and I have had this conversation before because that was not the hit. That was the cover in 1954, but a couple months earlier in 1954, the first version was Rosie Clooney. And there was a reason for that, actually. Bob Merrill wrote it, and Frankie Lane co-wrote it, believe it or not. And most of the words in it are nonsense. They're not Italian or any other language on the planet. But the deal was with that Mitch Miller was looking for a vehicle for Rosemary Clooney, and so Bob Merrill had given it to him, and they decided, all right, and he produced it, too. We'll Will do it. And they have, interestingly, that there are other names that are listed as writers of the song, which were actually pseudonyms for various people, but Frankie Lane was definitely one of them. In any event, the Rosemary Clooney was the big hit. And like I say, Dean covered it, and that lasted. In fact, there was an Airbnb commercial with Dean Martin on it, but the original was Rosie Clooney.
A girl went back to Napoli because she missed the scenery, the native dances and the charming songs. But wait a minute, something's wrong. Siciliano, all you calabresi do the mambo like a crazy. Well, I am mambo. Don't want a talent that I am mambo. No more the mozzarella, I am mambo. Mambo Italiano, try an enchilada with the fish baccala.
Try an enchilada, sure. That's Italian, all right. There's a music video of that, by the way, from 1954 with Rosie Clooney doing it. So you can check out that too. But that's the deal of Mambo Italiano. And but to me, since it was Chicky and Pete's commercial, I used to have to hear that all the time. One time too many, and I was done. All right, we got not that I was done with Chicky and Pete's. So I like them. Jeff in Spring Grove, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm good. Just wanted to make a quick comment. For anyone that's struggling, I don't want to bring anything down. Anyone that's struggling out there with their pets, you know, just like you said, they can't help themselves. And yes, it's hard.
Yeah.
I had to put my little guy down, a little Chihuahua Pomeranian mix. Mm-hmm. And they did it in the house because this was in during COVID.
Right.
Which I would suggest anybody that can afford to do it. It was about $600, including taking care of the remains.
Uh-huh.
Very peaceful, very nice. The nurse came in. Injected him, he went to sleep, and then gave him the final injection, and right. he passed away. I was, as soon as I opened the door, I did, because again, this was during COVID,
right.
I went through three masks.
Oh, yeah.
I was so upset.
Of course.
So, but I loved him. I did the right thing with him. My point is that my sister-in-law had a little guy that she really loved. He was mm-hmm. a Boston Terrier named
yeah.
Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
His dog would bark so hard that he would recoil like a cannon.
Oh, my God.
Okay? He got old and got sick.
Yeah.
All right? But, I mean, way past his time.
Yeah.
At one point, because they had some money, so she had a tube put into his stomach.
Oh no!
And they're tube feeding him.
Oh no!
And we were at a big dinner, the whole family was about 26 seats, and her mom, because this is my stepsister.
Yeah.
So it was my stepmom starts talking about this.
Uh-oh.
And I stand off. And I'm like, that is totally wrong.
Of course it is. But of course, standing up and saying it.
Absolutely. I'm sorry, Raleigh.
I say, you're absolutely right, but saying it, did they ever talk to you after that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. You did better than I thought.
Yeah, they know I have a harder edge to me.
Okay.
But that has nothing to do with anything. I love my little guy, and I kept him alive as his kidneys were failing for 6 months. I had to inject him every day with a bag of fluid. And then finally he started stumbling and, you know how right. that all that goes.
I do.
But then it was just time to call it.
The most important part. I was going to say the most important part of this is that the last thing he remembers is being held by you.
Exactly, right?
Yes. Yes, that's the important part for anybody who is putting an animal down. Do not just leave the room.
No, because, again, it was COVID. So when he started stumbling and his rear legs started to give out, it was COVID. You could not go into the room with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I cannot take my little man and say, here, take them, put them on a cold table, and put them down.
Right, exactly. So you had them come to you.
I paid the extra the extra cost.
Absolutely.
And it was actually very beautiful, and it was very hard at the time. But now I feel very good about what
yes.
I did.
No, you did him a huge favor, and the last thing he remembers is you holding him and loving him, and you will be together with him again.
No, I love that little guy.
Yeah, absolutely.
all 8 pounds of them.
Sure. Well, you know, dog is God spelled backwards, and it is God's gift to us.
Yes.
All right.
I agree.
You know, you did the right thing.
I did all of my my pets out of rescue.
Mm-hmm.
As tempting as it is, sometimes, you know, going by a purebred,
mm-hmm.
I'm like, you know what? There's just too many in there. And so some of the dogs I've gotten, like the little guy I got now, they said he was about 7. I think he was probably closer to 9, okay. But he's still around.
Good.
He's doing well.
Good.
And, but yeah, get, you know, buy rescue pets.
Yeah.
Or get rescue pets. And when it's time, yes, it's very, very hard.
Yeah.
But the dog can't talk.
Right.
He can't do it himself.
Oh, absolutely. It's him or her. It's a totally selfless thing to do. And it is very hard.
That's exactly. Perfect way to put it. If you really love that pet, when it's time,
it's right.
time.
Yes, yes, absolutely.
And you don't make that animal suffer.
No.
Okay, because of your
own selfishness. Your own selfishness in saying, well, I love him, I want him around.
Your own selfish love for that
absolutely.
Animal.
Absolutely. So, yeah, you make the decision.
And how you're going to deal with it after it's gone.
And you make sure
you are
there.
So I'm
mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I didn't want to bring the whole show down,
but absolutely.
I heard that other gentleman talking, and he was kind of on the fence, and it's like, you know what? Yes.
Yeah, well, no, it wasn't that he was on the fence. It was that he and his wife made the hard decision and put Caesar down, but what he was saying is sometimes he looks at the pictures and thinks Caesar is unhappy because that was the decision, and I tried to explain that, no, it's just the opposite.
Wait, Raleigh, then why did he have to put him down?
Very old and very sick.
Oh, yeah, then it's time.
That's what I mean, yeah, yeah.
You know, hey, when I get old, or I am old.
Oh, absolutely.
When I get sick,
yeah.
Someone put me down.
I'm with you. No one has ever said, dear Lord, let me linger. And I have in my advance directive what I call the hangnail clause. You know, John can put me down for a hangnail. I don't care. Whatever it is, I'm ready to be out of here. I am not suffering.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Exactly.
No.
So that's
and it applies. You and I are on the same page on that.
Yeah.
And that applies to my pets.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
You know.
Well,
and you know what? In 100 years, all of this nonsense with doctor-assisted suicide and all that, they're going to be looking at this and be like, what the heck were these people thinking at this point?
back here.
Right. It's hard to say. The future is never a line extension of the past, but it certainly will be an interesting journey, and I am so pleased I will not be here to make it.
Neither will I, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, I'll meet you.
All right. Sounds good. Okay, thanks.
All right. Bye, Raleigh. Right,
good deal. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm ready. All right, and I'm not suicidal, believe me. But, if tomorrow's the day, yeah, my bags are packed. All right, so 888-876-5593. We'll get to Laura in Des Plaines and Leah in Marcus Hook, Sherry in Naperville, and there's room for you, too, on WGN Radio.
I saw an idiot just walk by. Hey, the gates of heaven must be open. I think I saw an angel just walk by. I heard a blind man scream and say, now there goes a sight for my soul eyes. There goes a sight for my soul eyes. Now there goes a sight for my soul eyes. What kind of woman is this? You should be locked up, pretty girl, in my bedroom with me. Hey! You should be locked up, pretty girl. So we could do the same thing that Adam did under that old apple tree. What he did under that apple tree. What he did under that apple tree.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Buddy Guy, what kind of woman is this? Yeah, that one from 2006 from the album Bring 'Em In. And that was for Johnny D. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And Laura knows about a pet psychic. So, Laura, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, hey. About 5 years ago, WGN rewarded me with some tickets to see a pet psychic.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know if you know who Jen Wagle is.
Yeah. Yeah, what
did Tim Wagle was on the news for like many years here, but she hosted a show here for a while, and the pet psychic's name is Cindy Myers, M-Y-E-R-S, and I still get newsletters from her. She does Zoom calls. I don't think that she charges for them. I get newsletters all the time. There's no charge. I've never paid anything, but if you send her a picture, you can set up some way of communicating with the woods who have passed.
Wow. Yeah, Cindy Myers, ambassador to the animals. All right. And is she right here in Chicago?
Yeah, she's pretty genuine. She's not out to, like I said, I never spend a dime.
Yeah. And she's in area code 541. So is she in Oregon?
I couldn't tell you. Yeah, I couldn't tell you. But
I think she is.
She was in a northern suburb when she came here.
Oh, well, I think that she's based in Oregon. But yeah, you can go to, it's yourenergyhealer.com is her website, Your Energy Healer. Interesting.
Yeah, her writings are really interesting. In fact, I think I picked up a paperback book that was pretty good of hers.
So tell me, did you
communicate?
Did you bring a picture of a pet with you?
I did not.
Uh-huh.
I didn't know at the time, you know, how it worked.
Well, right. She has animal packages and also like intuitive and stuff like that. But let's see, the starter package, they're not free, but let's see how much they are. Whoa, you can get the starter package for $175. So,
that's communication?
Yeah.
Or getting messages back?
Okay. A 45-minute and then a 15-minute follow-up. And then they have quick cleanses and intuitive pet sittings and just single sessions for 15 minutes, which are, I think, very reasonable. Well, they're $75. So, but still, you know, if you want to talk to your pets and if she's really good, there you go.
And it's just, it's cool to hear again that exactly what you've been saying.
Yeah.
They are happy. They're happy.
Yes. And she's got
Over us.
She's got podcasts and things like that. So if you can check out her podcast, maybe you can call in for free and get her to look at an animal.
Yeah.
All right. Good deal.
Yeah,
well, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for the tip.
Oh, sure.
Appreciate it. All right.
Bye-bye.
So there you are. Cindy Myers, energy healer and intuitive. All right. What is your dog saying? All right. I'll have to clean it up sometime. But years ago, there was a radio show we ran. Actually, I was running it in Jacksonville. It was the Robert W. Morgan, and it was not special of the week. It was something called a record report. And it was this little show, but you had to run these promos. And so the albums would come with the show, and it would be the promos. And then there was usually a message from Robert. And, you know, obviously it'd be about the show or something like that, you know, housekeeping tips. But one time it was this joke, and it was hilarious. Yeah, and I know the joke, but I'm going to have to think about a way to clean it up a little. Not that it was terribly filthy, because after all, it was pressed right on the album, but it absolutely reminded me of Pet Psychics. So I'll think about that a while before I delve into just sharing it. All right, so let's see what Leah in Marcus Hook has to say for her bad self. Leah, how are you feeling?
Oh, good. How are you, Raleigh?
I can't complain.
Well, I was just thinking about pets, and I was thinking about, I saw the Surgeon General on TV the other night, and he was talking about how he declared loneliness, I guess a physical health crisis in America.
Loneliness. Here,
and he said it's the same as smoking 15 cigarettes a day.
You know, it's interesting because I'd like to hear the way he defines loneliness, because the most lonely I've ever been was when I was with somebody.
Right. Well, he said it's common amongst college students, being around thousands of people and being extremely lonely. Yeah. But he said that and I was thinking, why don't these lonely people go out and go to a shelter and adopt a pet?
Some people don't relate to them. They just don't. They don't make the connection.
Because I've never been lonely with a cat. Okay?
I understand.
With a cat in my life, I've never been lonely.
Understand, but not every person can make that connection.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm sure there are others that can.
There are some that can. But for many people, bonding with a pet can be very difficult. Even when they like animals, that bond is difficult for some people to make.
And there's so many pets, especially cats in shelters, especially black cats, because of the superstition about them. People are just leaving them in shelters, you know?
Well, there's a lot of things. And there's a lot of things in mind with that. You know, if you're going to own a cat, that's fine. But you can't be afraid of being scratched, and you can't be afraid of being bitten. If both of those are just primal fears with you, it's not the right mix. So everybody is different. But you're right. For some people, animals are wonderful. I have run out of time. Hang on. Don't go away. And we'll pick it up. We'll pick up with Leah and her cat. I don't know if she has one right now. We'll find out. We'll find out what's going on the news, too, on WGN Radio.
You had the better hold on. Hold on to what you got. You had the better hold on. Hold on to what you got. Someone will have it before you can count. One, two, three. Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Listen, fellas.
You know, it's not all the time that a man can have a good woman, a woman that he can call his very own, a woman who will stay right there at home and mind the children while he's going to work, a woman who will have his dinner cooked when he comes home. Where some men make mistakes is when they go out and stay because they feel that no other man wants his woman but him. But listen,
WGN Radio. I'm Robbie James, and that's Joe Tex. Hold what you've got. Now, I know you think it's hold on to what you've got, but it's hold what you've got. And that was on Dial, which was Buddy Killen's label at the time it was distributed through Atlantic. And in fact, I think that Buddy started the Dial label mostly because he had discovered Joe Tex and thought he really was something. And there were a few other things on it as well associated with Tree Publishing. But hold what you've got, Robert and Stickney. Now he's heard it. 888-876-5593. So we're talking to Leah and her cat. Do you have a cat presently?
No, I don't. I can't have one right now where I am because of the state the house is in.
Oh.
Albert's house is in the state, and a cat would get hurt in here. So
okay.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that could fall on him
or something.
You know.
Yes.
Yeah, something.
Wow.
But you know, and cats won't bite you or scratch you if you don't promote hand play with them. If you use toys. They'll go for the toys rather than your hands.
Interesting. Well, I don't know. I know very little about cats. I do know that you can have them on your lap, and if something spooks them, they will dig their nails into your thighs like nothing else.
Well,
yeah,
that's rare, though.
Well, rare or not, I had the bleeding to prove it.
That's rare. I mean,
rare enough, I was done. It's like, okay, I'm done with this.
Usually they'll run away.
Yeah, well... No, something. It was there. I didn't scare it. Something scared it, and it just decided to dig in.
Oh, well, that's rare. I mean, cats, usually they won't scratch or bite you if you don't promote hand play. Like, I mean, you can hand play with dogs, but not cats. You, all the vets will tell you, don't hand play with your cats. Use toys.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, there you
so
have it.
Like,
but
just hook toys, you know?
What's interesting to me is there have been studies about this. There are people who naturally bond with animals, and there are some people who are just incapable of making that bond. And part of it is some people, I think, just view the world almost intellectually / verbally, and the dog or cat can't talk to them, so they can't relate.
Hmm.
So,
well, I mean, they're talking. They were on TV talking to their phone, and the phone can't relate.
Yeah, well, you know, so there's a number, and I don't think anybody has come to any conclusions, but psychologists argue about what this means if you can't bond with an animal and what it does mean if you easily bond with animals. And I'm sure there's something to it. But for many people, yes, having a pet is a rewarding experience that absolutely, like you say, will quell the loneliness. But for other people, it's nothing more than a chore.
Huh. And cats are a lot easier than dogs. You don't have to walk them, you know?
Everybody has their own viewpoint on that. The people who are dog people would say to you that, yeah, but a dog is always thrilled to see you no matter what, is always there to love you. Well, not always. Some cats are wonderfully independent. It's the nature of the cat.
They're independent, but they're always they always come to the door to greet you.
Well, my
cats always did.
Yeah, all those things are the way people view it. But the bottom line is whether it's a cat or a dog or whether it's a reptile, I don't care as far as that goes. I just hope that people who are deciding to do that are going to realize they're sharing their life with a creature that is going to take some of their time and attention. If they're unwilling to do it, don't.
Right. And you're right about I was shocked to learn that there's quite a big majority of people who don't stay in the room when their pets are being put to sleep.
I know. And that
really bothers me.
Me too. It's one of my big things. But any vet will tell you that most people don't.
That really, really hurts my heart.
Yeah,
I can't tell you how it hurts my heart.
You need to be there and let your touch and your hold be the last thing the pet sees. Yes.
I can't even imagine. Well, being that animal.
I think some people don't do it out of any type of malice or coldness. It just doesn't occur to them how important that is.
It doesn't occur to them?
Yep.
How can you be an animal lover and have that not occur to you?
I don't know. You'd have to ask people who do it. I don't know.
I'm just...
You'd have to talk to vets, because vets always ask, do you want to be here? And they understand the importance for the animal, but the report is that most people say no. And I think that they can't bear the pain. They loved the animal and all that, and they made a very selfish decision that they were going to spare themselves.
I just...
Yeah, I know.
Oh, God. It just hurts my heart.
I understand. I really do.
It hurts my heart.
Yeah. No,
when I think of it.
I think the last thing that animal, dog, cat, whatever, should think is that the person who they love and loves them is holding them. So, you know.
I know, because I love all animals, you know. But I mean, cats are my favorite, but I love all animals.
But in the end, according to the pet psychics, either way, the pets, especially when they're taken out of pain and all that, are grateful for the decision.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there used to be a really good pet psychic on Animal Planet about 10 years ago, and I can't remember her name, but she was an older lady. I can't remember her name, but she read a horse one time, and they had a live show, and they had all these people, and there was this owner, and she brought a picture of her horse, and she told the whole history of this horse and why he didn't want to walk on the grass, and it was because he had been in a fire, and he was walking on the flames. And he was afraid that it would be hot.
Yeah.
And they said, yep, that's exactly what happened to him. We knew about the fire.
Yeah.
And, like, there's no way she could have known, you know?
Exactly. Now, was this woman British?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think
yeah.
she was.
She
yeah.
had. It was Sonia Fitzpatrick.
That's who it was. That's
yeah.
who it was.
Yeah.
She was wonderful. Is she still around?
I don't know. So
she was older, so
but she's got
know.
A website. I'm looking this now. I just looked her up. I typed it in, and it says Sonia. Yes, she must be about. Let's see. About, where are you, Sonia? Tell me where. Yes, and she lives in Texas with her 9 cats, 4 dogs, horse, and 3 frogs. And she does personal readings. And you can purchase a personal reading from her website or give a gift to the one you love. You must love them a lot. The cost of the 30-minute reading is $300.
Holy moly.
Oh, I know somebody who's over $1,000 an hour, so don't start me. Yeah, I know.
Wowee.
Yeah.
But I do believe in pet psychics. There are some out there that are really
good. Yeah. There absolutely are, 100%. Now, whether or not you found the right person and whether or not the charge is one that you think is appropriate to pay, that's a different thing. But as far as making that connection, you can just go to YouTube and look at, there's tons of pet psychic videos.
Oh, sure. Oh, now have you heard about to change the subject, I just want to know if you've heard of mukbang.
What?
M-U-K-B-A-N-G, mukbang.
Are you talking about the online thing?
Yeah, it's on YouTube.
Okay, yeah.
And they make pictures. It's a Korean thing. It started in Korea, and now it's come here. And it's people gorging themselves.
With right, yeah.
Food.
Yeah.
They just eat. They just eat, and they have... Well, I can't stand the sound, okay? I have to turn the volume down because I can't stand the sound of it. But I was watching the videos last night. I saw it on Tamron Hall, and I had to check it out. And it was these people, they're making money off of food video, off of eating on YouTube.
Well, they are. But I think they're live streams or something. I don't know.
Yeah, it's just people eating, gorging themselves.
I have never been inclined to watch this, but I am aware, obviously, it exists.
You have to see it.
I really don't. I really don't. There are so many things that I'm better off not knowing. And I have a feeling that disoriented eating habits is high on the list of things I don't need to know about.
And it's mostly Asians eating Asian food, but there are some Americans on there doing.
Well,
that's
because
American
the channel is like Korean or something like that. I'm sure they might.
Yeah.
I'm sure that somebody here might have it too. But in this case, that channel I think is from an Asian country originally. So,
but
Korea.
There are some Americans on there doing it on YouTube,
yeah.
but I want to do it. If you can make money eating, are you kidding me?
Oh, God. No, I can't make money eating, that's for sure. I don't like to eat that much. But, yeah, I think this was like a fad in Korea years ago.
Yeah, it was. It started in Korea, in South Korea, and now it's come here.
So,
yeah, it's on YouTube. Just look up mukbang. Please. It's for one of your nuts at night when you're trying to sleep.
Oh, right. I'm going to want to try to sleep while I'm seeing somebody consume 4,000 pounds of hot dogs? No, thank you. You know.
It's usually lo mein noodles, I think, like lo mein noodles.
Well, here's one. Here's one. Magic Mikey Eats. ASMR mukbang with Mikey. All right. All right. We have many videos from this. Mukbang Dave's hot chicken burgers, chicken nuggets, and french fries with cheese and mac and cheese. No.
The sound is the worst, though.
Yeah. Well, thanks for introducing me to something else that will make me sick. Always good to know. So
everybody should look this up, though. It's great. It's great.
All right, mukbang. You can go to YouTube now and see this all you want. All right.
Yeah, or just Google mukbang.
Oh, I see. Yes,
mukbang. Sure.
Yes, and enough videos will crop up that you will be entertained or sickened for hours.
Yeah, but the sound is the worst.
Oh.
I mean, it's gross.
Okay.
But if you turn the volume down, you can watch it for hours.
Okay. I won't be doing that, but thanks for the tip anyway.
Okay.
All right, appreciate it. Okay, bye. All right.
Thanks, Raleigh. Bye.
Yeah, something else to avoid. Oh, yes. I'm a world-class avoider as far as that goes, and I can see I'll add mukbang to my... I have heard of it, obviously, but no. It never was inclined to see. Now, what is this? All right, so we'll get Sherry in Naperville and Keith in South Village, and Barb is in Yorkville. Hi, Bob, and Fran in Austin. And, of course, James and his stories coming up on WGN Radio.
Way up north, north to Alaska. Way up north,
north to Alaska.
North to Alaska. Go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, go north, the rush is on. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy, too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain. Just a little southeast of Nome, Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow, with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901. Where the river is winding, big nuggets they're finding. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. Way up north
to Alaska,
way up north
to Alaska.
North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. North to Alaska, I go north, the rush is on. George turned to Sam with his gold in his hand.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James, and that, of course, is Johnny Horton, 1960. And that was David in Winter Harbor, Illinois, who wanted to hear that. And Johnny Horton, actually, he'd only been really well-known for a couple of years when he was killed in an auto accident. But originally, I've mentioned many times, all the independent TV stations in Los Angeles, and there were a lot of them back in the late 40s, early 50s especially, and they would all be country music for reasons to this day, I don't know why. But there was one, Cliffy Stone's Hometown Jamboree, and I think it was on KXLA. In any event, they had Johnny Horton on it, and he became so popular they gave him his own half-hour show, The Singing Fisherman. I have no idea if he fished or not, but he certainly was on Los Angeles TV quite a lot as far as that goes. And he was married to Hank Williams' widow, and that was, I guess, about 53 and all that. But then in 1960, he and a couple of other band members, and Tillman Franks, guy I knew very well, who used to manage a lot of acts, and as well as do things with the Louisiana Hayride. But Tillman was in the car, and they were driving in Austin to Shreveport, and they collided with an incoming truck, and Horton died en route to the hospital. And I think that the other passenger, Tommy Tomlinson, I think he lost a leg or something. He was very badly injured. And Tillman Franks had some minor head injury, but nothing else. But that was it. That was the end of Johnny Horton. Anyway, 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. Barb is in Yorkville. Hello, Barb.
Hi, Raleigh. How are you, honey?
All right. How about yourself?
I'm okay.
Good.
I'm happier.
Yay, I like that. That sounds good.
Yes, well, I have a fiancé who's only 73, and I'm going to be 84 in October.
Well, you cradle robber, you.
Yeah.
All right.
And we haven't met in person, but we've been in love for 2 years.
You haven't met in person? How did you meet not in person?
No.
Is this somebody online?
No, I don't do computer.
Oh, thank God.
I found him at the Federal Trade Commission because I had been scammed.
Oh. And does he work
for... We have been corresponding. He works full-time, and he had a bad automobile accident, but we were going to get married last year, and his company wouldn't let him retire. And then after that, he was in a bad truck automobile accident and almost completely lost his right hip.
Whoa.
Anyways, I have a picture of him. He's a real nice looking guy. He's a Christian, and he doesn't lie. He doesn't swear. He has never cheated on me.
Well, you've never met him.
I know, but it doesn't matter. I trust him because he's never lied to me about anything.
When are you going to meet him?
But we would... as soon as these three cases he's working on. He's one of those people that works all the scammers. He's one of those people that goes after those people.
Well, good. That's noble. But I want you to meet him. Before you decide anything else, you need to meet him.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay.
I know. My kids, of course, they're concerned about...
Of course they are. They're probably apoplectic.
Well, my oldest one was, but he doesn't know anything about... Anyways, his name is Jack. And he called me Wednesday afternoon and told me he loved me again, because we have been talking on the phone, and we would have conversation when he was home at night after work.
Now, Barb,
and when we got all...
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. I got a break for the news, but I'll leave you and Jack right there, and we'll come right back to it. Stay right where you are, and we'll pick it up in moments here on WGN Radio.
WGN
Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's Frank Stallone. Yeah, Sly's younger brother. And he turned 74 years old yesterday. So that's what made me think of that. He was having a birthday. And that was 1984, though, on Polydor. And I think the closest he had to a top 40 hit. But Darlin' by Frank Stallone. Barb in Yorkville, we were talking with about the new love of her life. So you've been talking to him by phone for a couple of years now?
Yes.
All right. And where is
he? And we would talk after he got home from work.
Where is he based?
He's based in Washington, D.C.
Okay.
He's actually been invited to the White House a few times because he works for the government.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a Christian, and I'm a Christian, so when he would get home from work, we'd talk mm-hmm. about anything. And we would pray with each other before we'd go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes to church every Sunday, no matter where he is. He's a real nice-looking man.
From the picture.
His height. Yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, I want you to see him in person soon.
Well, he can't come yet because he's working on three of these scammer cases.
Well, when he's done with the cases, hopefully he will come and meet you because you need to see him in person. Also, does he have any children?
Yes, he has four children.
Uh-huh.
The only reason we even met was someone told me to call the Federal Trade Commission because I was scammed.
Right.
And he was one of the people who happened to pick up the phone.
Okay.
And he hadn't been looking for anyone,
mm-hmm.
and neither had I. So we started up with a friendship, and then we fell in love, and we're still in love, and he's still a sweetheart. Anyways, I called because I used to have a Siamese cat
uh-huh.
that I had to put to sleep. And it was a former, I used to live with some guy, and he bought the cat from a family in the northern part of Chicago.
Okay.
And I got the first pick out of the litter.
Aww.
And took him home, mm-hmm. wrapped up in a blanket so he wouldn't claw me.
Right, okay.
And then the ex-boyfriend, he went that week and got him declawed and neutered on all of it.
Oh.
Because he, yeah, I know.
Oh.
It's horrible, but.
It is.
Anyways, it is. They've finally proven to people that you shouldn't do that.
Right. It's not like removing your nails. It's like removing your fingers up to the knuckle. I mean, it's
frightful. Right.
The other thing is, for mm-hmm. many cats that have been declawed like that, they turn into biters. In other words, they don't necessarily give up all their defenses.
Oh, well, I never had a bite. I never had a scratch from Charlie.
And that's wonderful. But so Charlie managed to survive the surgery and was doing all right? Declawing.
Getting the paw. Yeah, declawing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was fine. In fact, the reason I named him Charlie Brown was because we had a Christmas tree up, but we hadn't decorated it yet. Uh-huh. And he climbed up in there, and he got stuck.
Oh, jeez.
Because he was only eight weeks old.
Uh-huh.
Well, anyways, I went with this guy. We went off on vacation, and he decided to go down to Panama to just see how it is again, because he used to be in the Army,
mm-hmm.
and he was stationed in Panama.
Mm-hmm.
So while he was gone, I decided I got to get out of here.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, yeah, right. Well, that's okay.
All right.
I took some of his furniture. Shame on me.
Oh, nice, nice, nice. And you took the cat.
Yes.
Of course.
Exactly.
Right.
Because he would never treat Charlie right.
Oh.
Charlie wanted to sleep on the middle of the gas stove, right?
Mm-hmm. All right.
and he kept shooing them down. And I had a Bun automatic coffee maker, and Charlie liked to sit up there.
Uh-huh.
So he wouldn't bother me when this guy's name was Art.
Mm-hmm.
And he wouldn't bother the cat when he was up on my coffee maker, mm-hmm. only on the stove. So anyways, Charlie lived 18 and a half years.
Aww.
And we fed him a science diet.
Uh-huh.
And so I took him, and he, after the little vacation we had, he went down to Panama, and I was there at his condo. And it wasn't a love relationship. It was just we were using each other.
All right.
Because he was 10 years older than me, and he wanted to travel because he retired at 60.
Uh-huh.
And he had a gobs of money.
Mm.
And he was so cheap, it was the biggest, squeakiest, cheap person I ever knew.
That's why he had gobs of money.
Yes, correct.
That's pretty easy to figure out.
We used to go out for dinner. I cooked for him a lot, but we'd go out for dinner, and we'd have a $7.95 dinner, each of us, and he thought he was doing the right thing by leaving the waitress a dollar.
Mm-hmm. This is a while ago.
Anyway,
this was a long while ago. Everybody otherwise wants to know where you're getting $7.95 dinners. We're all ready to go. But we'll leave now. Yeah, right. Well good.
Anyways, I took Charlie with me.
Yes.
And, he was wonderful. I also, years ago, I had a dog, too. I can tell you about another time, but I want to talk about Charlie.
Uh-huh.
I loved this cat so much that the little house I rented down in Centralia, Illinois,
uh-huh.
Was beautiful, all carpeted and really nice.
Uh-huh.
And so I put music on because I'm a big music lover. I uh-huh. used to be a lady barber shopper.
Uh-huh.
I sang in the chorus,
and I sang
almost all my whole entire life.
Okay.
So I'd have music on, or else I'd have the TV on, and they were playing music, and I would pick Charlie up, and I carried around Charlie like a baby. And he loved it. I danced around the living room with Charlie all the time. And the cutest thing he did was eventually he got tired of my dancing with him.
Yeah.
He put his little paw up to my cheek and say, "That's enough, Mom."
Well, that was kind. Yes.
Yes, it was adorable. But anyways, he was getting kidney problems.
Aww.
And I found a very good vet. And it was his kidneys. And so I'd have to go over there once a week and pay $20 so he would give him fluid.
Uh-huh.
And eventually I said, "No, this is he's suffering. I got to do something."
Mm-hmm.
So I went over there, and they said it was okay. They would do that for me. The only thing about it was I didn't have the courage to hold him while he was passing away.
You should have, but
I
okay.
was standing there. I was standing there and looking at him.
Okay, good.
But I couldn't hold him, so one of the girls who worked in the office held him.
Good.
And the veterinarian gave him a shot, and he was gone.
Right, right. Well, at least he knew you were there.
Right, right.
Good.
But anyways, I think it's only humane to do that with a pet.
Of course it is. I agree wholeheartedly.
I don't have cats anymore because of my age, because of my health problems.
Yeah.
And I couldn't carry the litter in
because
we kept Charlie in. We never let him go out.
Right. Well, no, especially after he'd been declawed. You can't.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
I let him, to walk a dog with, you have to have a, what do you call those things?
A leash.
A leash.
Yes.
Okay, I got a leash for Charlie, and I took him over in the front of this little house I was renting.
Yeah.
And I let him be in the grass, but then I thought, oh, no, he's not going to bring fleas in here because I let him sleep with me all the time.
Uh-huh.
He would sleep down at my feet. But he was a pure Siamese, and he was 18 and a half years old when I had him put to sleep.
Okay.
And I had a wonderful vet. He was so kind. Of course, I started crying right away because I was going to miss him.
Of course. Yeah.
But, anyways.
No, well, and believe me, he's looking over you now, and be interesting to know what he thinks about Jack. So let me know when you get to meet him. Jack, not Charlie.
I'm hoping within the next month.
All right.
I have to get another shot in my eye.
Oh.
I get one once a month.
Right.
And I want him to be here to drive me to the appointment, but he's working on these three cases, and he can't come until he gets those three cases done, and then they're going to let him retire.
All right.
So that's what we're waiting for.
Good. Well, keep me posted. Anyway, I want to know.
Oh, I will, because it's an unusual situation, but it's awesome. Beautiful.
Good. Good. Well, I want to know all about it.
Okay.
All right.
I'll keep telling you when things happen.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. When you meet him, I can't wait to hear.
He bought me lots of nice. He sent beautiful gifts to me.
Okay.
My birthday card last year was the most beautiful card I ever received. He's romantic like I am, and we like to talk mushy.
Well, I can't wait to hear about it. So thanks, Barb.
Good,
keep me posted. All right.
All right, I definitely will, honey.
Okay,
I know
thanks.
Other people want to talk to you.
Yeah, appreciate it.
So you have a good weekend.
You too.
And I'll be calling again.
I count on it. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, all right. So I can't wait to hear about the meeting. All right, now we've got Fran, we've got Keith, we've got James, we've got Sherry. I'm going to try to do this. But again, happened again tonight. First hour, almost nobody. Then hour two and hour three, we leave people hanging. Call early. 888-876-5593, but we'll see how far we get on WGN Radio. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Of course it's the Dells. Renard Miner wrote and produced that. Leonard Kasten was one of the co-producers of that, but yeah, Renard Miner was a wonderful song. And that was a request, actually. That was Brian and Juliet who wanted to hear There Is. All right, and now he has, if he's still awake. All right, so Keith in South Village, welcome to WGN Radio.
John got it a little off, but then I just had some dental work, so I may not be talking clearly. This is Pete.
Oh, Pete. All right, Pete. All right.
Calling back, yes.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yes.
I'm kind of a mush mouth right now because of dental work.
Oh, sorry
but,
to hear it.
Well, better what they did than the rot that was there.
Okay.
But I was calling in reference to being with a pet.
Yeah.
On the 17th, Wednesday, a kitten, I called her Nimbus, she was a tiny thing, was in part of the backyard clouder, a litter of three, and uh-huh. she was the runt, beautiful little gray fluff ball. And she showed up that Wednesday, about 2 months old, it was the guesstimate, but she showed up that Wednesday with a hind leg dangling and doing the three-leg hop.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah, bundled her up, took her to the vet, and very kind lady. And while she was working with her, I was petting her and holding her head end, and she straightened out the hind leg, remarked how well that cats will actually internally realign broken bones themselves.
That's great.
And mend quite well.
Mm-hmm.
So got it all lined up. Put the biggest gauzy bandage on it to allow her time, space, and room to grow while she was in the bandage.
Right.
And gave me some calcium supplements for her and sent me on home. Oh, and a flea and tick drop on her neck.
Okay.
Anyway, so I brought her home and into the house, into where I have six adult cats.
Uh-huh.
Everything was fine. I introduced her to where the litter box and the food dishes and all were, and she found a little hidey hole that was tiny enough that I had trouble reaching in and finding her. And so I felt she was quite safe there. She was staying right in it. And I was actually texting Steve and Johnny the following Saturday about this little bundle of fluff.
Uh-huh.
And I heard the most hideous scream.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Oh, no.
My best guess is this was a survival reflex of culling the herd.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. I don't know which one. I have no idea. But I was into the kitchen as quickly as I could because I was sitting around the corner from it.
But not quick enough.
Oh, no.
Right.
I found her on her side, and when I touched her, she tried to mew twice. No air, no sound. She focused on me. I pet her. Her ears twitched, and she was gone.
Yeah. Oh, horrifying story. Totally horrifying.
But I was, as best I could be, I was there for her.
You were. You were.
And that's the way it should always be.
Yeah. No, that's true. Yeah, unfortunately, the miscalculation was just not realizing how the cats might react.
Exactly.
But...
And thinking she did have her own little safe hidey place. But,
right.
And maybe she ventured too far to get back in it because she did.
Right.
Well, her right hind leg was,
yeah,
I don't know, think big hot dog bun size.
No, I believe me, I understand.
And she was a real runt. I mean, she was like 1 1/4 pound.
That's so sad.
2 months.
I'm so sorry. Yeah, just so sorry.
But it, you know, the cycle of the world goes round.
Well, that's right. Unfortunately, that's absolutely true.
I do have one little question. I'm not going to go into other things. I mean, there was something I wanted to talk to you about medical, and I don't even want to start that because you'd need another hour.
Well, then you got to call me tomorrow early. Call me in the first hour tomorrow on that.
What is the date of the new moon?
Okay, the new moon is this Sunday morning, and it is going to be at 6:30 Central Time, 6:13 Central Time, this Sunday morning, August 4th. So if you're going to write your prosperity check, probably before you go to sleep on Saturday night.
Thank you very much.
Sure.
Have a great night.
You too, and thanks for calling. Do it again.
Will do.
All right.
Hopefully with better news.
Yes, indeed. I'll look forward to that. So, 888-876-5593. I was just about to go to Fran and to Sherry and James, and I realized, no, I'm going off the air. I'm done. All right, so 21 hours from now, I emerge again, and I hope you'll call earlier. Yeah, that's the key, especially in the first hour. So we'll go over James's stories, and we'll see what's going on with Sherry. Ooh, some Facebook thing. And Fran and Austin, we'll get to pets. Ooh, looking forward to that. So until then, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Looking forward to it again tomorrow night. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.